Akol Malong, a South Sudanese human rights activist in Khartoum, told South Sudan in Focus in May that Sudanese Judiciary Authority had sentenced 600 South Sudanese refugees in Khartoum to 6 months imprisoned after they were found guilty of engaging in intercommunal fighting, which led to the deaths of 7 people and left 22 others wounded in the Soba and Hajusif residential area of Khartoum during the Eid al-Fitr holiday. Malong said the trouble started when 2 South Sudanese refugees' communities clashed over a marriage-related issue. She said a family in one community became outraged when they discovered their daughter eloped with a man from another community. Malong said, along with serving 6 months in jail, each convicted person must pay a fine of 20,000 Sudanese pounds. She says the court also ordered the convict to return to South Sudan after serving their sentences. But Gulien Rafahili, UNHCR Senior External Relations Officer in Sudan, says no deportation of South Sudanese refugees was ordered by the Sudanese court. Rafahili says her office and other legal entities in Khartoum are working closely with Sudanese authorities concerning the refugees in Sudan. She says her office recently met with community leaders to enlighten them about the roles and duties of refugees in hopes of preventing further violence among refugees in Khartoum.
On this line, CORE with UNHCR and partners held a meeting with the community leaders stressing rights and duties of refugees, including that the host country law and order must be respected, and underlining the refugee leaders' critical active role in preventing such incidents and resolve tensions peacefully through traditional conflict resolution mechanism, which is generally very efficient and successful among South Sudanese.
Rafahili says Sudan hosts hundreds of thousands of refugees, and the majority of them are South Sudanese.
More than 300,000 refugees are hosted in Khartoum, out of which nearly 200,000 are from South Sudan. In total, Sudan is home to about 1.1 million refugees and 2.55 million internally displaced.
Rafahili says UNHCR continues to work with partners and comes to promote peaceful coexistence among South Sudanese refugees in Sudan. She says UNHCR advocates for refugees' access to national service to improve refugees' living conditions and to integrate them into areas of Khartoum. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.